Stay controlled. Toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you're invited to our website. You can enjoy all kinds of features there. You actually get to create the content on the site. What you see on the front page was placed there by listeners like you. And what I mean by what you see is, you know, news articles, and a lot of them, sometimes YouTube videos, maybe opinion pieces. You can write your own and put it up there as well if you want. So go to freetalklive.com. You can submit content there. Had somebody submit some stuff to our Facebook page today. I had to write them back and say, look, if you want this stuff to be seen, you've got to submit it to our website, not the Facebook page. Because if you go to Facebook pages, like our Facebook page isn't set up to where everybody's posts just show up on the Facebook page.
And not everyone has a Facebook.
That's true as well. So you go to freetalklive.com. You can submit content right there. By the way, Allie joining me now.
Hello.
Hey, Allie. So we've been, in case you're just tuning in, Allie, we've been talking about heroin. And when I say we, I mean the college. I kept referring to myself as we tonight because I'm used to having somebody else in the studio, but it was actually just me for the first hour. But people have been calling in to talk about the heroin thing. And I imagine that, well, first of all, presciently, apparently, we had talked a lot about heroin on Saturday night this past weekend, and it was the next morning that Philip Seymour Hoffman was found dead in his New York Greenwich Village apartment.
Yeah, and I was just reading a story from the Huffington Post about this and about how heroin has been steadily on the rise and the complications with that, too, so that's pretty crazy.
Well, it'd be worth bringing that up, and I've got a little bit more on the Hoffman case, because as I pointed out in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, it's not like this hasn't been going on. People have been getting very high on heroin for a long time. It's just that it doesn't make it into national news very frequently, because usually when someone dies of a heroin overdose, it's somebody who's not as well-known as Philip Seymour Hoffman. And so it's easy for people to just ignore heroin and pretend like it doesn't exist, or pretend like only criminals would do something like that, which, of course, is ridiculous. Heroin, as Philip Seymour Hoffman's death shows, can strike in the least expected places. It can hit the people that you don't expect to be heroin addicts. You may not even have any idea who is the heroin addict in your family or group of friends.
Now, my question is sort of in relation to how people get to the point where they try heroin in the first place. And I know that the idea of like gateway drugs is propagated a lot by DARE classes, and they say things that don't make any sense, like, you know, that weed is a gateway drug to heroin.
There's one talk show host who was saying that today.
That doesn't fit my life experience, but is there, you know, it's hard for me to imagine someone picking heroin as their first drug. Like, what kind of maybe milder, more socially acceptable drugs would someone be doing that would make them say, okay, well, I'll make this jump to heroin? I mean, it's only, you know, it's worse, but it would be worth it because the high is going to be so much better than whatever this comparable drug is.
That's an interesting question. Why do people start doing heroin, and how do they start doing heroin? Do they start with snorting it? Do they move up to injecting it? Or are a lot of people's first experiences with heroin with a needle? It seems unlikely, right? Like, that seems pretty extreme for somebody who just wants to get high to be willing to say, yeah, I'm willing to shoot up to get high. It seems like you have to get to a certain point first.
And it seems like the way the experience is described in movies and stuff, it looks like it, you know, sedates you, and it almost seems like a trip, like some kind of
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't wonder enough to try it to find out.
Right.
But
would it be like
it's
someone
certainly not a party drug, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to socialize.
Right.
So would it be like someone who tripped on LSD and said maybe heroin is like a more intense trip or something? I mean, I don't really know.
I don't think it's considered a psychedelic, although, you know, it's an opiate. So what are the effects of opiates in high doses? I don't really know. And we actually, there was a heroin user who called in earlier to talk, so it might be interesting to inquire with someone who does have an experience to try to explain it. I suppose if you wanted to, Allie, you could pull up erowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org.
That's a good idea.
And there are quite a few trip reports available from Erowid where people will write about their experiences with this. We can come back to the topic in a moment. We've actually got Brian on the line listening on
Skype.
And Brian is talking or listening
in his system.
I'm not sure what that is. Something's in the background there, Brian, and you know what? I think it's my web browser, so I will need to identify what it is that's making that that noise and then stop it before we can actually go to your call. So I apologize about that. Meantime, Allie, I don't know if you happen to have it handy, but this article that you have about heroin use on the increase, I'd be interested in hearing more about.
So this is from the Huffington Post. Hoffman and the terrible heroin deaths in the shadows. It says it's probably a bad time to be an injecting heroin user. That's not to say there's ever a good time. You could argue that things were worse in the 80s and early 90s before syringe exchanges became increasingly available and HIV was leveling entire communities of drug users. Nonetheless, these are not good times to be cooking drugs off the street and shooting them in your veins. We didn't need Philip Seymour Hoffman, by all accounts a dedicated father and universally recognized as one of the greatest actors of his generation, to die tragically with a needle in his arm and 5 empty bags of dope next to him to know this.
Turns out it was 5 empty bags and 65 full bags.
Whoa.
He still had 65 bags to go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Most heroin users aren't, they're like using it and then they're getting more and then using all of it.
Right.
He just had a bunch.
He had a whole lot more than the average user, that's for sure.
Now that Hoffman is gone, the one purpose his passing can offer is to bring us into sharp focus the fact that overdose deaths have been on the rise in the U.S., according to the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention. Deaths from drug overdoses increased by 102% between 1999 and 2010. And to more vigorously continue the discussion about what to do about it. The author says, as a recovering addict who still works with active users in communities where heroin is sold on the street, I can tell you that it's particularly dangerous out there right now. Recently, an unpredictable and hard-to-track bad batch of, I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, but fentanyl tainted heroin dipped and dodged its way through the mid-Atlantic, Camden, Philadelphia, including west to Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and now Pittsburgh. It also popped up in southern Baltimore. Health practitioners in North Philly are getting bombarded with faxes from the Centers for Disease Control about bad bags working their way around the street, with instructions to warn their patients who might be using. Fentanyl-tainted bags go fast, ironically, when news of a batch laying users low spreads on the streets. Heavy users seek the potent bags out by their brand stamp. Overdoses become advertisements for a strong product.
Wow.
So you hear about someone overdosing on some heroin and you look for it?
Wow.
That's crazy to me. So as quick as the alarm goes up, the supply runs dry, only to emerge somewhere else on the black market.
Fascinating.
Tainted drug batches are hard to track and hard to predict. Can you imagine being a drug user and being like, yeah, I had a guy overdose on this. You want a bag?
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Crazy, crazy way to live your life. Tainted drug batches are hard to track and hard to predict. Useful advice that keeps users safe in a relative sense, like not running the whole barrel at once, but injecting a little to see how potent the bag is, can be unrealistic for street addicts trying to quickly get a shot off before getting nabbed by the cops.
I presume the whole barrel means the injector.
Yeah, I guess so.
The full amount.
But think about what that means. You know, what he just said. Knowing that the cops could show up any time and take you to prison is incentive for you to do as much as you can right now.
I suppose that's a possibility. Scary stuff.
Needle users are getting worse infections. A 2010 study shows that infection rates among injection users can be as high as 33%. It stands to reason with drug-resistant bacteria tearing through the health system that people are repeatedly sticking themselves in unsanitary conditions with no medical oversight would be a prime breeding ground for skin infections of devastating new power. MRSA and other drug-resistant bacteria infections are hitting needle users with increased frequency and devastating consequences. Injection drug users with resistant infections, many of whom are poor and without health coverage, face massively invasive and expensive medical procedures in order to be cured.
855, 453, and a lot of these problems would go away if it weren't for the black market, and that's one of the arguments the heroin user was calling earlier was making, that heroin would be a lot safer if it were in the black market, and that's certainly true. Of course, the profound addiction factor would still be there. 855, 453, more on the way. You can share your thoughts. Have you ever been addicted to heroin? It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie's here, courtesy of her radio show, ALP. You can get more, Allie, at alpshow.com. What is ALP, Allie, and what was the topic this last weekend?
ALP is a show that I do with Ellen Ball here in the Ellerin Studios. We cover one topic each week. The show is live on Saturday nights, and last Saturday we talked about body modification. We actually had Leah Farrow, who is kind of famous in the Liberty Movement for her tattoo artistry. We had her call in, and she stayed on practically the whole show.
Wow.
And we talked about tattoos and people's attitudes about tattoos and how they've changed. And at the end, we talked a little bit about makeup. I think I advertised we talk about plastic surgery, but that ended up being too many topics for one show, so we'll have to cover that.
You now. Have tattoos?
Yes.
Does Ellen?
Ellen doesn't have any.
Okay, so that might have been an interesting show.
And Leah, of course, being a tattoo artist, she's all tatted up.
For sure. Cool. So you can go and download that at ALPShow.com.
That's right.
All right. And so we're going to get back to your calls and thoughts here. We're talking about heroin addiction. Philip Seymour Hoffman, of course, has brought this back into the news. And honestly, you know, it was total coincidence that we just so happened to be talking about this on Saturday night, right before he died on Sunday morning. We were talking about a heroin dealer who was going to prison in New York. And the interview of this heroin dealer was humanizing him, making him, you know, out to be a real person who has feelings and a family, and
right.
You know, that he was only selling to adults, and these are people who consent and they wanted to do this stuff. Why? Because some people are into it.
Well, I was asking about like gateways to heroin use, and I found on Arrowhead, someone was saying that's exactly the same, except heroin is exactly the same, although a little more powerful, or a lot more powerful, as being on pain pills like Vicodin, mm-hmm. Percodan, MS Contin, etc.
Yep, they're all opiates.
So maybe that's, you know, someone starts with pain pills. That seems a little bit more mild, like someone's abusing pain pills. Mm-hmm. That's not like, oh my gosh, what do you know, it is concerning, but...
Well, Allie, I don't know if you've ever known somebody who's abused pain pills.
I have,
and it's pretty concerning.
It is concerning,
like,
but...
My little roommate used to shoot them up, and my ex-girlfriend was shooting them up as of last year.
That is very scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't known anyone to shoot up pain pills, but I've known
people...
Maybe
they just didn't tell you.
...who would take them recreationally, like, oh, to, you know, feel good or whatever, you know. It didn't seem like, you know, I personally haven't tried them just because it doesn't seem like my kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see how that wouldn't sound. It doesn't sound as scary as I just took heroin.
It certainly doesn't. And maybe that's why some people do feel more comfortable with that. Or it's legal, so it's okay.
Right.
Well, we can get into that. In fact, there's a call on the line about this issue. We'll jump into that in a moment. But I want to let you know about the upcoming Texas Bitcoin Conference. Myself and Mark, as well as Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy, so a good chunk of the Free Talk Live crew, is going to be in attendance for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's happening in Austin March 5th and 6th. If you are into Bitcoins or even just curious about Bitcoins, this is going to be the place to be. All kinds of great speakers will be there. Three tracks at any given time from which you can choose, so it may be difficult to decide what to go and attend. There are also going to be several big announcements at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, plus a hackathon will be taking place with big money Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up the hacking all-stars. You're not going to want to miss a minute of this event. Get your tickets now over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Again, it's March 5th and 6th. That's coming up. That's about a month out. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Joe is in Illinois, and Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hi, I was just wanting to call in and talk about my experience with opiate addiction. It's definitely been several years since I've been over it, but for me, it started out as a recreational thing, and it's definitely been the most dangerous drug.
Did you start out with heroin?
No, I started out with prescription pills, but definitely on the party scene. And
can I ask which pills did you start with?
Percocets.
Okay.
And so you said it was on the party scene, meaning that you were hanging out with a group of people and somebody said, hey, Joe, you should try this?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was always going around, and there'd be, a little bit of heroin and stuff like that. And it's just a natural progression to that.
Did that tip you off that maybe Percocets could lead to heroin, or were you still kind of in denial about that being a possibility for you?
Oh, I just figured it was never a possibility that I could end up like that. And,
now,
progress from there.
Did you go to heroin, or did you stay with the prescription pills?
No, I stayed with the prescription pills.
Okay.
But what I saw was a lot of people, once they couldn't get prescription pills, they would definitely go to heroin.
So you were acquiring prescription pills through the black market, I presume, at some point. But it started with partying. And I did try taking, I forget which opiate it was. I've tried some opium in the past, and that was just kind of like relaxing. I've tried the, God, what was it like? I don't know if it was a Percocet or one of those Oxy whatevers. I took something like that years ago, and it was kind of like being drunk, basically, was the experience for me. And it wasn't particularly attractive or fun or...
Do you feel silly or something?
Not necessarily. I can't really recall it very much. It was just not really anything great to me, and it didn't seem like it was worth it at all. And so I didn't continue.
It's interesting the way people's brains react differently to different drugs.
Right.
It's not, you know, we're not all like the same model of a computer where you just push the right buttons and you get the same effect.
So, Joe, how would you describe your experience on it? What was attractive about it to you? I mean, was it like being drunk for you, or what was it like for you? What was your experience the first time out?
Oh, it just made everything better, and it made you feel really all right with everything. And then you're like, hey, if this makes a party better, then, you know, work's going to be great. And I didn't really want to go in today, and now I'm having a great time at work.
Yeah, well, say you take some opiates. What's like perfect to go along? What activities would you want to do on opiates?
Everything.
Anything and everything?
Everything better. It can make, you know, if you really don't enjoy your job, it just makes you have a perfect day. But it slowly becomes where you have to have that to even function.
Doesn't it also, I mean, it seemed like, I was told it was like kind of similar to drinking, and maybe it was what I was expecting, so that's what I got. But wouldn't you say that, I mean, sometimes there's muscle relaxants involved, so obviously if you're running heavy machinery, this is probably not the thing to be involved with.
Well, actually, on if you're just doing regular opiates and pain medication, it kind of tweaks you a little bit. So there are a lot of people like movers and people that have really labor-intensive jobs that require a lot of focus can do a lot of opiates and get through their day and function.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. So that wasn't my experience at all. All right. So you started taking these as a party drug, and then it moved into you were going to work on them. And, I mean, what did you end up before you quit? What was kind of your peak? How much were you using on any given day? And I presume it would have become a daily habit for you.
Oh, absolutely. Probably about $200 a day.
Wow.
Jeez.
About a $200 day.
Now, were you selling them to make the ends meet, or were you committing criminal activity like robbing people?
Both. Both. It really became a thing where you would do just about anything to get them. And
you can see why people would switch to heroin if it's so much cheaper to get, you know, a more intense high.
Well, stand by, Joe. If you've got more to share from your experience, we'd love to have you on here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, because I'd like to find out from Joe, how did he end up quitting? This is Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. Again, freetalklive.com. Features there including listening options. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. Streaming versions of the show. You can go and get tuned in for free around the clock. The latest episode is always on the air on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. And we've got radio stations, over 140 great stations coast to coast, air the show at various times throughout the week. We've got satellite listening options, including free to air, which means you buy some cheap equipment, install it at your home, and then you get service. You get to listen to Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows like Ali Show, ALP. You get it all for free, right? Stream directly into your home. And you can do that by going to listen.freetalklive.com and then going down to the satellite info, and you can click for more information down there. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. So many different ways for you to get tuned in to Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. BitcoinStore.com. 500,000 items at minimum. There's more than that available over at BitcoinStore.com. They are in the consumer electronics category and at a 0% markup. You may there very well find the best prices at BitcoinStore.com, but you should still shop around. If you don't have Bitcoins, sorry, you can't buy anything at BitcoinStore.com. You can't get the 0% markup deal. So if you'd like to get those deals, if you'd like those prices that you see over at BitcoinStore.com, you've got to get Bitcoins. And of course, we've talked about how to do that CashIntoCoins.com is a great solution. Another cool thing about BitcoinStore.com is the government can't track what you buy. You don't have to use your real name. You can give them whatever name you want to. You can give them whatever address you want to, because there's no name necessarily tied to your Bitcoin account.
That's right.
It's one of the nice things about Bitcoin and BitcoinStore.com. So go there, check their prices out, check out the selection, BitcoinStore.com, for all kinds of consumer electronics, computer parts, televisions, etc. Let's go back to the phones here. Joe is with us, and we've been talking about heroin, or opiates in general, and Joe was telling us that he never did heroin, but he was profoundly addicted, and I use that term because everybody that I've ever known that has been on opiates to any extent has become addicted to them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most common ways to do it, and Joe, I think, is probably a fairly common way, but one of the most common ways is that people will be prescribed these opiates for pain killing, for they get in some sort of accident, or they get a tooth they had pulled or whatever, and they get an opiate for pain killing through their doctor, and then they get hooked on it and they want more. Once they run out of the doctor's prescription, they end up hitting the streets and paying top dollar for it, as Joe was brought in through the party scene, just trying it for the fun of it, apparently, and he liked it, started using it to the point where he was paying $200 per day for the habit. And Joe, that's pretty serious. How long was it at that point when you reached that level of addiction? How long were you at that level, that $200 a day habit?
Well, I would say it was probably about 6 months on and off. And, you know, when you start selling them, you often become your own best customer. So,
sure.
they're just all around, and that's what you're living your life for at that point.
So when you were selling them and using $200 a day worth, did you still feel like I can quit any time? Or at that point, had you accepted that you were an addict?
No, I definitely, I knew what was going on. I knew that, that it was bad, and I just didn't want to go through the stuff to quit. But what was really amazing to me was that most of the people that I surrounded myself with really didn't have a clue. And they thought, you know, they would just refer to it as their medicine, or they really need it, and things like that.
So what you were saying, when you said most of the people who were around, you were talking about other addicts, they didn't know they were addicted?
No, they did. They had no idea at what level they were. They thought, you know, my back is really hurting. I need to go get some medicine. And where I would say, you know, I want to go and get these things because I want to get high.
Now, you never got to the point of shooting up the pills. You were always either snorting or just taking them orally?
Correct. Yeah, most of the time it was just snorting them.
Were you ever tempted? Were you ever tempted to, I was just going to get a spoon and boil this stuff up and, you know, inject it?
Yes, I was, but I knew that at that point that would be the point of no return. So I'm glad I never did, and I don't know if I ever would have came back if I did. So that's something I'm definitely happy never happened.
Well, at what point of your recreational use did you say, "Oh my God, I think I might be addicted to this stuff"? I don't know if it might be more hard to stop than just stopping.
It was when a couple of my roommates told me really upset about some stuff happening, and I was throwing a big fit. And then they said, "Really, you don't think it's just because you haven't had any pills today?"
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big slap in the face, and just realization of knowing, like, "Oh wow!" And like I said, it happens really, really quick.
So, what was it? And I don't know how detailed you want to get on this, but what was it that led you to quit? What was the the final straw?
Well, you know, there was definitely a point where I hit a rock bottom, and you just have one of those realizations in the world, and you just get so tired in the chase and in the hustle, and, you know, it was a fork in the road, and you can pick one way or another, and that's what I knew, and so, you know, I decided I was going to pick myself up and dust myself off.
Give me an example of one of the things that that you did that was absolutely something you never would have done. That you're not afraid to talk about here as far as to try to get the pills.
Betraying your trust and stealing from friends and people that you love and care deeply for, and betraying those trusts and stealing from them. And that was definitely
stealing cash, stealing jewelry, whatever you can get your hands on. I mean, anything specific.
Exactly. Everything just became a target of opportunity. Yeah. Everything you saw of any value just became an opiate and became a pill. And
so this is something that's interesting to me, because when I think about integrity and concepts like that, like, you know, this idea of well, you know, you're a good person now, but you haven't been put to the test. You know, would you ever do something that you would call, you know, normally you would call very immoral or claim to never do, you know, under certain circumstances, would you do that thing? And I think being an addict is like the ultimate test of one's, you know, integrity, that a lot of people who like to talk about how much integrity they have, if they haven't struggled with something like that, it's kind of hard to know. It's one of those things that's easy to say if you haven't struggled in that way. But that's just interesting to me, you know, to think about, you know, having, like, maybe someone with, you know, a lot of integrity may not try a drug where they think they might get addicted and be put in that situation. Is that what integrity is about? Not testing yourself and putting yourself in a scenario where you could get addicted? Are you thinking that far down the road? Or, you know, or would someone with a lot of integrity who says that they would never steal just, would that be their rock bottom, that moment where they're thinking about stealing from their mom or something like that?
Good questions. I don't know if there's any real answers to them. It's just kind of questions to the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Joe, when you quit, how hard of a process was that? I mean, because from what I understand, opiates are not something, certainly heroin is not something that is very easy to quit cold turkey. Did you have to wean yourself off, or was it a cold turkey thing? What was the, you know, how did you approach it?
It was a cold turkey, and then, you know, with a couple of, you know, every once in a while I would take some, and so it was a slow process of being weaned off of it. And it's like being the sickest that you could ever be, and a really bad flu, I would say, all the flu-like symptoms, but it's just completely debilitating. And you just have to go through it for a couple of days. And I will say that having cannabis definitely helped the process. I don't know if I could have done it without that.
That's good to know. I was in jail with a guy who was withdrawing from heroin, and obviously you're not going to get anything in there. They're not going to give you anything in there to help you with the withdrawals. So it was obviously a very, very tough thing for him to be doing. Joe, I want to say thanks, man. I appreciate the experience. I realize it's not fun to remember some of that stuff, and I appreciate you taking the time for calling us in tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Joe. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Tell your story if you'd like. This is Free Talk Live. Welcome on.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. It allows all of your online data to be encrypted, both outgoing and incoming, into your computer. And your computer can be your laptop, it can be your desktop, it can be your smartphone, because ProXPN's app is available for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android operating systems. Plus, if you're a Linux user, there are instructions available to help you get on with ProXPN as well, which are very simple instructions. And for Linux, if something's simple, that's fairly unusual. So it's pretty easy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there. And what they do is they encrypt your data connection, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer be able to be snooping on what it is you do online. They're probably recording everything you do. They're probably recording every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and they're likely recording that for up to 5 years. A lot of these internet service providers, easy for the government to use them to spy on you. So all you have to do is take this step of going to proxpn.com/FTL and grabbing their app, getting started with it. You can start with ProXPN for free. There's a free trial account, which it's bandwidth limited, but you can still pretty much do almost everything with it online. And it works. That's really cool. ProXPN doesn't record the information that your ISPs do. They do not track you online. They're not recording where you're going and what you're doing on their service. Now, ProXPN, you can still use Tor and other things like that over top of ProXPN. So if you want to go like total privacy,
Sam,
you can combine.
It's like you're not even online.
Yeah, you can combine the two. And ProXPN also allows you, as a global virtual private network, to select different server locations around the globe, meaning that if you want it to look like you're coming from Singapore, you can use their Singapore server. You can use London. You can use Prague. There's also multiple servers in the U.S. I think they've got one in the Netherlands. So you can choose which server you want, and then the website you visit will think you're there. Plus, it gets you around web blocks as well. So maybe you're at a school or at a workplace where there are certain websites you can't visit, certain things you can't do. Not anymore. If you've got ProXPN, they solve that problem for you as well. Or if you're traveling and you go to a country where there's restrictions, like China, for instance. Problem solved. ProXPN.com/FTL. For $5 a month, you can get it if you use our discount code on their annual plan. Code is FTL20. That gives you 20% off for the lifetime of the account. That code works on the monthly account as well. It's just that you'll pay a little bit more if you go monthly. So go with the annual plan, save a lot more. And if you want to save even more than 20%, you can pay with Bitcoin for the annual plan and save 33%. ProXPN.com/FTL. If you care about privacy, you probably should really look into this. ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code FTL20 to save that 20% for the lifetime of the account. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose except your privacy. So we've been talking about heroin and addiction, opiates as well, because, yes, Philip Seymour Hoffman did just die of heroin, what appears to be an overdose. But there are all kinds of people out there, like Joe in Illinois, who are having problems. Joe, thankfully, got over it. But there are people like him having problems right now, and you may know them. You may know these people in your life, but you may not know that they're having a problem with opiate addiction.
Yeah, according to this Atlantic article, more people are using heroin. According to a 2012 Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration survey, the survey found that between 2007 and 2012, the number of heroin users ages 12 and up increased from 373,000 to 669,000.
This is in the U.S.?
Yes.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
And these, and again, that's just heroin. So that doesn't
include...
That's
just heroin, right?
If there's 500,000 people addicted to heroin or just using heroin, because again, addicts aren't necessarily users, or I guess addicts are users, but users aren't necessarily addicts. But then the question is, how many people are addicted to the opiates out there, the various painkillers that are available through doctor's prescription, for instance? I would bet you it's 2 million. I would bet you that there are far more people addicted to prescription painkillers than heroin. But that's just a total shot in the dark. It just seems that way to me because they're fairly prolific. They are prescribed pretty easily out there. And I've known more people in my life who have been addicted to prescription opiates than have been addicted to heroin.
I want to hear from someone out there who's had legitimate issues with pain and has had trouble getting prescriptions for it from their doctor because they're suspected of being one of these abusers.
Well, that's true. Doctors are very, very cautious with giving out these prescriptions, not because they know it's addictive, but because the DEA is down their throats about these drugs. All that said, there was news stories, and this was a few years ago, so I don't know what the status of it is, but in Florida, there were these pain clinics that would open up where they would give out these prescriptions relatively easily to people who would come in and claim to be in pain. And so what you had happening was people would kind of skip up the coastline in Florida, and they'd go from pain clinic to pain clinic and just load up on these prescription pills.
Wow.
And then, of course, sell them on the black market because you can really make some good money selling, especially if you don't snort your profits. You can make a lot of good money on the black market selling to these addicts because there's so many of them.
Right.
It's an incredibly popular drug.
Well, it also turns a lot of people who would otherwise, you know, not want to deal in the black market, people who might have like a legitimate pain problem, into drug dealers because, you know, sometimes your prescriptions are like, you don't need that much. So you have all these extra pills and you know someone, you know, who realizes, hey, you know that pill's worth, I don't know, I'm going to guess $40 or something like that.
Some of them are. Usually, I think, you know, like $1 per milligram essentially is typical black market price.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't otherwise think about selling drugs, you know, selling your prescriptions off, the black market kind of makes it, or really it's the drug war, makes those incentives start rolling so that people who otherwise are just, you know, going to the doctor to get their prescription, like it's all legal, now they're tempted to operate in the black market.
So I actually have a little bit more information about Philip Seymour Hoffman, kind of interesting about his struggle with addiction. The story that I shared earlier from ABC News, just kind of a general overview of how he got, you know, how he was found dead Sunday morning with a needle still sticking in his arm, 5 empty bags of heroin, 65 bags that were still full of heroin were found in his home. As his career built, says the story, Hoffman struggled with the trappings of fame, a topic he addressed in a 2011 interview with Britain's Guardian newspaper. In the article, he said, "I think it's pretty much the human condition, you know, waking up and trying to live your day in a way that you can go to sleep and feel okay about yourself." Hoffman battled addiction as well, receiving treatment for drug and alcohol addiction in his early 20s. He was 46 when he died. not long after graduating from New York University. He says, I went to rehab. I got sober when I was 22 years old. He revealed during a 2006 interview with 60 Minutes, he said, you get panicked, and I got panicked for my life. Hoffman said he was lucky he got sober before becoming famous and having the money to feed his addiction, which obviously he fell off the wagon and did have the money. He says, I have so much empathy, or said at the time, I have so much empathy for these young actors that are 19 and all of a sudden they're beautiful and famous and rich. I'm like, oh my God, I'd be dead. He said that in a previous interview. The actor said he kicked the habit for 23 years and remained sober until May of 2013, when he briefly relapsed after admitting to snorting heroin and returned to rehab, spending 10 days in a detox program. So, 23 years. I mean, you'd think you had it beaten
right
at that point. And then you have to wonder, what was it? What happened? That after 23 years, what were the circumstances? I'd like to know more personally. We'll never find out. But why, after 23 years, did he decide, F it?
Yeah, and then he had so many drugs on him. It would be like, you know, if you quit smoking for 20 years and then you're like, I want to go out and buy 50 cartons. Like, that would be weird behavior, right?
Well,
you would think if you went back, you would buy, you know, you would bum one from your friend and then maybe you'd buy packs from then on, but you wouldn't think you'd have that much stocked up.
Well, yeah, but this wasn't an immediate thing, right? I mean, the relapse ostensibly happened in May of 2013.
Okay.
So he relapses in 2013, goes into a detox program, comes out, presumably relapses again at some point in 2013, and then likely built up a habit again, and he can afford to buy 65 bags of heroin because, you know, he's getting paid millions of dollars per movie that he does. So maybe he had all that stocked up. But then again, there was a news report that's saying somebody saw someone who they believed to be Philip Seymour Hoffman on the streets buying something from a couple guys with like bags strapped to them. Mm-hmm. So if you believe that story, it sounds like he was out that night at the street level making purchases. Did he buy 65 bags that night and then just go home and just start shooting up? How long does it take to go through 5 bags of heroin? I don't know. We don't know what size the bags were.
And
I don't know if they're gram bags
or
what.
How long can you be clean from your drug of choice before you can feel not like an addict anymore?
We'll come back here in moments. We'll love your thoughts. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Pro XPN toll free line. You take control here. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase supplies, see store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.